So we're learning Briti Shalom on page 205.
לעובדה לא שומרה, כל אחד צריך להבין, each one must understand. אם הוא לא יעבוד לבטל את התאווה, if a person does not work to nullify his lust to women, היא לא תיעלם לבד, it will not disappear alone. אין דבר כזה. No such thing. לא יגעת או מצאת, אל תאמין. It says if it is not toil and you found, don't believe, it's not true. The עיקר is self-work, working on yourself. ורק אז התורה והמצוות עוזרות לאדם להתקדש ולהתנהר. And only then the Torah and mitzvot help a man to sanctify and purify. אבל אם אין לו עבודה עצמית, if a person doesn't have self-working on yourself, self-working, it's called, yeah?
Self-evaluation.
והוא עובד על עצמו? מה אתה אומר, יוסף?
Working on yourself.
Yeah? Self-evaluation. אדם שבוערת בו התאווה הזו, a person at this time is burning in him, הוא משוחד עליה, he's bribed to it, and he does whatever the taiva tells him, והכל נעשה לו כיתר, even the worst things become permitted for him. אפילו אם הקדוש ברוך הוא יתגלה אליו, and even if הקדוש ברוך הוא himself reveals himself to him, הוא לא יתייחס לזה בזמן שתאווה בוערת בו, he's not going to even look at Hashem. It's not the type that's burning in him. Of course, he won't listen to the Rav that tells him to go work on it. That's why each one has to take himself in his hands and start working on it. Ah, yeah, and the proof is that here you see, Am Yisrael were in the desert. And who was the Rebbe? Moshe Rabbeinu was the Rebbe. And they stumbled in this new with the daughters of Midian. Like Chazal said, Sanhedrin, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. We just say name of Rav.
You do it.
Hi. Yodim ayu Yisrael, Avodat Kochavim Shem Mamash, Avodat Kochavim, Avodat Kochavim, Avodat Kochavim. The Jews in the desert, they knew, of course, that idol worshiping is nothing. It's not worth really anything. But the reason why they did it, in order to permit them to do arayot in public.
Which
less, is? Less for women. Illicit relations.
You mean actually having sex in public?
Whatever they did, I don't know exactly. I didn't go into it. That's how they went with the daughters of Midian. So Rashi says, right, that Balak told Bilam, and then Bilam told Balak, I'll give you good advice what to do. What's the advice? Their God, the God of these Jews, he hates adultery. Right? So what should he do? Let your daughter go free with them, and then you'll see how they fall. He says, when Am Yisrael they asked for flesh in the desert, they meant women. They wanted the flesh of women. Unbelievable. This is a generation that saw such amazing miracle. The 10 10 makos?
Plagues.
Kriyas Yamsu, the splitting of the sea. Matan Torah. Gilu Elokut Panim Upanim, they saw godliness face to face, clear. Anagani Sitchin Aman, they saw the miracle of the man falling every single day in front of you. Slav, the Be'er, the well of Miriam. Ananei HaKavod. Right? The clouds of glory. The Mishkan. That they were Nisim. There were miracles in the Mishkan all the time. Fire from heaven, right? You're learning Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. And more, so many things. And still the Taiva was burning in them. How could this be? Because they did not help self, working on themselves. They do not work on themselves. V'lo yivinu, they understand that's the main work of a person in the world. Now find this taiva.
I have a question.
I'll try to answer it.
You know,
in
the shrine, when the men would come home, we read about this, the men would come home, they'd be very tired. Their wives would spend much time making themselves so beautiful.
Yes.
So that their husbands would notice them and what to...
To multiply.
Yes. So that, that seemed to be like part of their makeup. No pun intended. Seems to be part of, you know, their society, their structure.
Also today, a woman beautifies herself in front of her husband.
Right, but then there's no way for another man not to see that.
Why? He's doing it at home.
But women, well, we don't know where, you know, women usually tend to get together in little groups and help each other and make themselves look beautiful. But really, yeah, for the husbands, but they're still, now we're at a point where they were saying that we have a lust for women. Well, the lust was created by Hashem originally.
Of course. Everything was created by Hashem. Also, your person's anger.
Right.
That means that it permits him to be angry?
No.
No. Right? Anything. The lust for eating. Eating stuff that you don't need to eat.
Hashem didn't give us the lust for eating.
No?
I don't think so.
Of course he did.
What?
Of course he did. We have an urge to eat because we need
but
to live.
Lust means you can't get enough of it.
Ooh, what's that?
Oh, yes.
People eat ice cream and chocolate and steak and this and that. Shema? Okay. Hashem put this lust in the world. Okay, there's a story anymore on you, Mali. Anymore says that the Chazal wanted to nullify the lust. They nullified the lust of the Zohar. They wanted to nullify the lust for women. Yeah? So they did. And then they checked in the whole country and there was no eggs laid that day. Yeah? No eggs. Chickens didn't lay eggs. So they said impossible. So they brought it back. They just nullified the lust that the family, the... Yeah, parents or whatever, the children or stuff like that. So of course Hashem gave us this thing so we can multiply and have children in the world. But still, it's like eating. A person needs to eat. Does he need to eat ice cream? Does he need to eat chocolate? Does he need to eat mousse? Does he need to eat, I don't know what? Like you go to American Simchas and you go crazy, right? But they have all kinds of things. They tell me your things, I don't know what they are even. Okay? All these things. You have to eat sushi. Makara. And if you won't eat sushi, so what happened? You're going to die. You might live. The kitzur, the point is that you take what Hashem gave you, you can use it in the way the Torah permits you to use it. Right? The Torah is not, the fact that the Torah permits you to have relations with a person with his wife and have children in the world and make his wife happy doesn't mean that you've since, oh, you let have relations, so I'll go sleep with any girl in the street, right? With a goya, with a not married, with a nida, no chas v'shalom, right? So you have to take what HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us and do what we were permitted to do, even when a person has relations with his wife, as Allah has had to do it, right? When and how? That even then, he doesn't have to be all in taiva. It's not about taiva even then. Be with his wife, make his wife happy. That's it. Use what Hashem gave us, not as a lust. As a tool to serve Hashem. In the Mitzrayim, in the desert, what they did, they used what Hashem gave them. They had that taiva burned in them. Everyone knows that when in the secular world, it's very clear. Right? They go out, he wants that girl. I don't want to say all these bad words. They use that. I guess they do with that girl. Is that? Any love there? Any want what? Rabbeinu calls it loving flesh. He loves the flesh. The shtiyot. He uses it for a negative. The Baruch Hu just wants us It's in order for a man and woman to connect their souls, and if it's in a holy way, okay, and to bring new neshamas to the world. That's all. You use it for negative.
So then, when I was being raised, there wasn't anything that was secular. Like the whole world was secular. I knew that you went out and you met people. The Jewish community center had dances to bring boys and girls together, to meet each other, that kind of thing.
By us, the separation completely from your boys and girls. You meet when you're 18 and you meet the shidduch.
That's what happens.
That's how it is. You see if you match. No, we find the next one. Much healthier. You don't go crazy and look at all these girls. Because it's natural, right? Natural that a man is attracted to women.
Right.
Yeah? But he shouldn't be attracted to all the women in the world, just his wife. So how can we do that? First thing, you close your eyes. First thing is to close the eyes. Second is to ask Hashem, nullify from you this lust. Rav always said that tzaddiki, you have to go to such a level. He says it further on in the book also. A person has to get to such a level that when a person comes, even to do the mitzvah of his wife, okay, he'll have to pray that anything will work in his body. He's so not attached to this. It's a high level. Fine, we're not at that level, we're not this, but a person has to know that that's the word. To clean himself completely from the title. Shmuel? Shmuel. So the Rambam says, listen what the Rambam says.
So I have one more question. I have four single sons. Should I encourage them then not to go to J-Date and all these internet sites where they have Jewish people, saying that they're looking for somebody, this is who I am?
That's a shidduch.
What?
That's a shidduch. I know many people got married through that, but I don't know. I don't know all these sites, but if it's something kosher and...
They're not kosher. You don't know whether they're even Jewish.
Well, you meet them before, huh?
No, you.
Plenty of kosher websites, you just have to know. Basically, what a kosher website is that men and women can't look at each other on the website, can't talk to each other about a shatzah.
Oh, yeah? They just see who it is and they talk to the shatzah?
No, the shatzah. A kosher website is when you make a profile of who you are on paper or whatever, and the shatzah goes through it, and they compare who you should go to. It's not that you're sitting online and checking out the girl's pictures. Like
Jay,
he's talking about.
I don't know what
that is. It's not the same. It's not the same. It's kosher one, where you don't just have your thing. It's a way for Shatani to look at you, who you are, and see
who do you fit with.
Who do you fit with? Like, what's his name? It sits here. Michael, he was set up on sawyouatania.com. That's how they do it. Loa at Manoa.
Yaakov from Canada?
This guy was here. Michael.
Oh, yeah, Michael.
It's the way that you can reach the honey all over the world. He's from Florida, so they match him over the girl in Florida. It's also on the worked out beautifully in Assam. Assam websites and
Tell your children about this.
If you're sitting there and browsing girls, you're basing it on beauty, it's not the right thing to do. Much more Assam.
It said that there's someone who looks at women. The woman which belongs to him will go against him.
Right, and not only that, also J-Date is like that. There's people on there who are dating, not for marriage. I mean, they're dating to find a sex partner or something. That's not according to the Torah at all. It's a problem. But the Torah website don't have that kind of stuff.
The Rambam said something really hard, really harsh, that the hardest thing that Am Yisrael were to receive was in the whole Torah is difrosh min ha'arayot min biyot asurot. What? I can't be with my mother, I can't be with my sister. That's how it was, because in those days there was lust for that, and they all cried when they gave me the Torah because of this. That's the Midrash. Kitzu, you Yetzirah, the main Yetzirah that always there was, deal with, was then. Even then, the time of the Midbar, everyone was so, what, the Kriyat Yamsuf, they reached a higher level, the lowest Shifcha in Am Yisrael reached a higher level than Yechezkel ben Buzi. The Navi, the biggest prophet that there was ever, besides Moshe Rabbeinu. How could that be? And also in this generation, and they don't talk about it, B'chlan, especially in this generation. Now they start talking about it. Past 10 years, outside of Breslev. In the world, in the Litvisher world, only now they start to see that it's a serious problem. Okay? You can go to Uman, you can go to Rabbeinu, you can go, nothing's going to help you. If you don't work, nothing's going to help you. Connecting to the tzaddik, he gives you the power to work also. Of course, even if you just went to Uman, it's a huge thing. Rabbeinu is going to save you from the Gehenna. Why even go to Gehenna? Why go to Gehenna? We're doing our good today. You don't have Gehenna. Most of the people, why do they say they have they go to Uman 20 years ago to Uman, he still has a last room. How could that be? Go to Uman, Rabbi Nachman Ibrahim. Pull you up in the payas. Makara. Because people don't have the mudaut. What is the mudaut? Self-consciousness. They don't have the consciousness that they have to work. To go into the field every day and scream, Hashem, save me, Hashem, save me. That? A person will see that. I'm telling you, I didn't believe for 10 years, Baruch Hashem, 10 years. Who I was 10 years ago and who I am today, it's a different issue. I am telling you, it's clear to me. Different person. You could say you're learning Torah every day. I learned Torah before also. I was like, I learned Torah. The evil of the only evil the self or the davening, the wanting, the thing. I still have about 100 years to go, maybe then we'll start working again. But you see huge. If I look from day to day, I don't see any change. Right? If you look 10 years back, and a person's working on himself, Ezra, right? You also do a few years ago. Say from day to day, it's hard to see the change. Look a year back, 2 years back, 3 years back. Right, Shmuel? It's a different life. It's a different person. It's a happier person. It's a more content person. It's worth to do it.
I think work has a negative connotation. You say you have to work. You think of it in a negative term, that's why they don't like the word.
Americans, they don't work.
Or you have to control your desire. Control, they don't like that word either.
What do you want
to
say? What is it?
You put it in different words, but that's what we have to do. We have to do it. Doing this way to do it, just work. It doesn't work.
The person does an hour ago for years, without working on one thing for a long time, for a period of time, I tell you already, it's like putting the pot on the fire and taking it off. Putting the pot, I've had yesterday, 1 year. Putting the pot on the fire, taking it off. Putting the pot on the fire, taking it off. It's not even ever going to boil. You have to take one thing and work on it. I'll be able to say it in the Torah 52.
Well, it's interesting, the influence of Breslov on that.
And the whole world.
On the whole world. I have a friend, I know two couples, who could. Both families went to America. One couple was a Breslov couple. He wasn't doing, he was personally a Breslov, but he wasn't doing Breslov. He was doing other work for
their organization.
So anyway, he decided to come back a year early. Why did he come back a year early? Because he was living in a big house. And he had all these things, and he had money, and he had two cars. He was being taken care of very nicely, and he said, "Well, this is terrible. My kids like this too much." His kid said, "Dad, you want iPhones. Everybody in school has an iPhone." That was it. He He went to the place they wanted to give him as many years as he wanted, an extension of his contract. He said, I want to go home. And the contract is over, I'm leaving. And it's interesting because he lives in Tacoma. So he's going from a big American city
to a little town somewhere in the desert.
Each person has their own room, each day has their room. Back to Tacoma.
With the own room, I thought it's a negative thing, huh?
What? No, no, I'm
saying your own room is a negative thing.
It's not a negative thing. The parents are saying, this is not a good thing. I mean, it was fun to go and sleep with us. We didn't realize we were doing our children. You know? I have another guy whose children went on to Southern California. And he told me that they're on their way back, they'll be coming back to Israel after 3 years in America, and they have to move to Tel Aviv because he used that Jewish lifestyle. And I thought to myself, wow, you look at two couples about the same age with children. One has to go back to Tacoma, one has to go to Tel Aviv.
You don't have to say more than that.
Yeah. So what you're saying, I'm giving that as an example.
Yeah.
Of what you're saying. It's there's something there.
Yeah, definitely. The Rebbe!
Now, there's a question. Let's say the title of the lust for women. There can be a question from on taking the pot on and off. Would it be just the lust of women? Let's say somebody felt that they don't have the heart. The heart was lost to the lust of women, or there's an attribute of not being satisfied. Or there's these different components that would come under that. And as it's taking the pot off, do you go to still stay within that topic, just on the lust of women, or do you start to narrow in on, let's say, somebody felt, let's say the lust for women carried on, just use an example, carried over into their life. They saw the lust for money. So they see the lust for women is really driving, let's say, the lust for money.
No, so you were
would they just go right into the lust for,
you could connect the stuff. Connect it.
Okay.
Connect it. Where they see, why don't I just look to make a lot of money? I want to a woman to look at me, why am I dressing this way? Well, break it up. Go into details, of course. But the ikar is just to dive into Hashem, please just free me from this. It's shtuyot, soon I'm gonna be food for the worms. I don't know when, but soon. Soon is between now and until I die, that's soon. I'm gonna be food for worms, and Hashem is gonna go to Shammayim, and I'm gonna be embarrassed. And the shame and Shaman has in Shemayim, no one can't even bear it. Can't even imagine what this is. It's shame, amad, busha. That's why I'm gonna come in front of Hashem. And all my ancestors, Olim, Dadim, my family, they're gonna see me. They say that they come and they also see the judgment. It's embarrassing. And besides, I'm going to make a shtuyot for something that doesn't even give me anything. I'm going to waste my life. And besides, how much do I have to lose because of this? And how much do I gain every time I close my eyes? It wasn't to see. Why is it worth it? Like Avraham teaches you.
I would also remind everyone what happened with Chama Nachman.
Yeah.
Less than a week.
Didn't feel well with that. Bye-bye. Wednesday outside?